I'm away from a social network for almost 6 days. This is great. This just follows on to 6 days, which is quite incredible for me. Normally, I spend time by distracting myself with the social network every 10 minutes. I must check and see updates on what people are doing. Sometimes I think it is quite useless. This is a different world. However, I cannot stop using it. I'm so attached to it. And I know I'll go back to the same routine when I go back to my normal life. What would you suggest? To detach or use it wisely? Well, the thing is if you haven't really pulled back, then you don't really use it wisely. You just sort of follow a habit. And that's the problem, is that we go right back into our habits pretty quickly. So that, although it is, it's great to be able to, let's say, retreat. I mean, it's really a retreat from the world, and gives us an opportunity to step back from the things that we're used to assume are normal, and realize, well, there's a whole other way of living and being feels really good. So that and just paying attention to that kind of agitation, anticipation, having to be checking in on social networking, like and again, that's one of the things that, like, coming to Abhayagiri, anybody who comes to Abhayagiri, to live in Abhayagiri, you give up all your social networks, whatever accounts or means of social networking, you give that up, and it simplifies one's life a lot. So Facebook's the big one here in America, as well as say, like in Thailand, they use Line, so that everybody is just constantly online. That's like I get. I've had to, even during the retreat, I've been having to keep on top of keeping an eye on emails, because I'm going to Thailand next week, so they're setting up my schedule it isn't sort of cut and paste from emails. It's screenshots from Line that I'm getting. So it's okay. This is just another question about the sort of body swaying and in meditation. So is that I think I answered that in that very first question. Just a thing, body experiences.